在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华开车去朋友家参加派对。今天我们要学习两个常用语 BFF 和 Take the wheel。
李华， We got a really good deal on these gifts for the party。I know my BFF very well, and I'm certain that this type of wine, this kind of cheese, are his favorites.
太好了 ，BFF， 这一定是你朋友名字的缩写吧？他全名叫什么啊
？No, Li Hua. BFF is not my friend's name. BFF is an acronym. Do you know what the acronym is?
Acronym 不就是手写字母的缩写吗？像我啊，我经常说 FYI， 意思呢就是。For your information, 没错吧
Well, Li Hua, for your information, BFF is an acronym that stands for Best Friends Forever.
我明白了 ,BFF 不是你朋友的名字而是 Best Friends Forever 的缩写。那用中文说就是一辈子最铁的哥们了。
Exactly. We were BFFs because we went to elementary school together and have been friends for almost 20 years. It's common for young Americans to refer to that kind of long-time friend as a BFF.
Larry, 你太让我失望了。我还以为我是你的 BFF 呢。I didn't even know you had another BFF. 这个 BFF 能有好几个吗
？Of course you can have more than one BFF, Li Hua. But our relationship is different because you're my girlfriend, which can be turned into an acronym too. The word girlfriend can be shortened to GF.
我是你的女朋友 ，girlfriend， 那就简称 GF。那你是我的男朋友 ，boyfriend， 就是 BF 咯。
That's right, Li Hua. I'm your BF. You're my GF, and we're going to my BFF's party.
慢点，慢点，你呀，说的我都快糊涂了。我是你的女朋友 ，GF， 你是我的男朋友 ，BF。我们要一起去你最铁的哥们家，他是你的 BFF。
You're a quick learner, GF.
Thanks, BF.
So, Li Hua, do you have a BFF, best friends forever?
有啊，她的名字啊叫郭小倩，我们俩的妈妈就是 BFF， 我们是同一年出生的，一起长大，经常在一起玩，自然也就成了 BFF 咯。
Where does your BFF Guo Xiaoxian live now？
嗯，小倩啊，她现在也在美国啊，是一家公关公司的部门经理呢。
Well, after you meet my BFF tonight at his party, I look forward to meeting Guo, your BFF.Well, Li Hua, we're almost at the party. You know, I've realized that I'm the one who ends up driving when we go out together. When are you going to get behind the wheel?
站到车轮后面，那不是很危险吗？你要压到我，那怎么办啊？
No, Li Hua, that's not what I mean. Get behind the wheel means to get behind the car's steering wheel and drive. I think you should practice driving more often since you just recently got your driver's license.
Oh, 你说的 get behind the wheel.意思是开车啊，是啊，我才刚考上驾照，每次开车啊，我都是一手冷汗呢，恐怕是得多练练。
Exactly, and that reminds me of another similar phrase, which is take the wheel.
Get behind the wheel 和 take the wheel, 这不是一个意思吗
？No, those two phrases are completely different. You already know that get behind the wheel means to drive, but the phrase take the wheel means to start taking responsibility for something.
我还是不懂哎，方向盘跟承担责任有什么关系啊
？I'll give you an example for take the wheel. A few of my coworkers were laid off this week, so until we can afford to hire more employees, I have to take the wheel on finishing the work they left behind.
最近啊，我们学校也有好几个老教授退休了，所以啊，剩下的老师就只好接管他们带的博士生的论文。这也是 take the wheel 吧
That's right. Take the wheel is just another way to say someone is expected to take responsibility.
我还记得我小时候啊，我爸妈经常加班不在家，我呢只好 take the wheel 照顾我妹妹，而且啊还要给我们两个人煮饭吃呢。
I didn't know you could cook. I wish you would take the wheel on making dinner for me every once in a while.
给你煮饭吃啊？可以考虑考虑。不过条件是吃完饭你也要 take the wheel， 要请我出去看电影才行哦。
今天李华学习了两个常用语，一个是 BFF， 一辈子最好的朋友，另一个是 take the wheel， 意思是承担起责任来。